So we have to go to 24,538. Can you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Lieutenant Matthew Zabatsky with the Bethel Police Department.
And will you spell your last name, please?
Sure. Z as in zebra, A, V as in Victor, A, T as in tiger, S, K, Y.
Thank you.
And Ralph Sherman representing the appellant.
Lieutenant, you have a statement of your...
Just a brief one. At the time of the appellant's application, he did admit to the fact that he was arrested in 2022. That case was pending during that time. The question in the suitability in regards to our police department, we believe that the recency of that incident is the questionability of the suitability for his actions. So since then, I do have to admit that the case was dismissed. That's where we stand.
Attorney Sherman, do you have an opening statement?
I'll pass, thank you.
Lieutenant, your case in chief?
Basically put, I know that we can't bring up juvenile cases, but during his...
I'm going to object to any bringing up of juvenile cases.
Okay.
It states right on the Assuring Authority questionnaire, he has no criminal record.
This is true. Getting back to that case in 2022, even though it was dismissed, I believe the charges that were brought against him based on probable cause and that recency of the case should be mitigating factors of why he shouldn't be renewed or approved.
Would you like to cross-examine the attorney?
I'll see what the board has to ask first. Thank you.
Questions from the board?
Sure. Do you have personal knowledge of that incident in 2022?
I read over the arrest warrant. It was an incident between one individual and Mr. Saba. Excuse me, appellant.
Yep.
And the charges that were brought against him were assault second, assault third. Assault third, breach of peace, and intimidate due to bias, third.
And are you personally aware of the facts and circumstances regarding that incident?
I believe it was an incident at the bus stop, and that the appellant had poured milk over the individual's head and, verbally assaulted him in regards to that.
Like a school bus stop?
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 22?
Correct.
So that case was, when he applied, that case was still pending then?
Correct.
Yeah.
Did you investigate any portion of it? Were you involved at all? Did you have any interactions with him prior? Have you had any interactions with him prior throughout his entire life growing up there, anything along those lines?
I did, but he was a juvenile at the time.
Okay.
Other questions? Attorney Sherman.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to call the appellant, please. Cell board, please, how old are you?
22 years old.
You got to speak up, please, okay?
22,
okay. Are you working?
Yes.
What do you do for work?
I work at a lighting company. Orders, I ship orders, drive the forklift, just warehouse.
So you work in the warehouse?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been there?
2 years.
Full-time?
Yes.
Okay. And you heard the lieutenant talk about an incident in 2022. Would you tell the board what happened in that incident, please?
I was never the person who dumped milk. I never assaulted anyone.
Well, who was involved?
It was It was an individual off the bus stop, and my brother was there as well. I never poured any milk on anyone. I never assaulted anyone. I just happened to be there.
Was your brother arrested?
Yes.
Oh, was your brother charged with assault?
My brother was charged with assault and I don't know how to pronounce the word, intimidation.
Okay.
What he said. My charges were only breach of peace in the third.
Oh, okay. You were only charged with breach of peace. So what happened in the incident?
My brother poured milk over the individual's head. The individual happened to pass by me. I told him to back up, and I cursed when I said it, and that was the only thing that happened that I did.
Did you touch him?
No.
Did you threaten him in any way?
No.
Okay. And that case was dismissed in court, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Questions on the board?
I want to cross you.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Cross.
Would you like to cross examine?
Mr. Pellet, you currently work at a packaging company, is that what you said?
Yes.
Lighting company.
Lighting.
He works in the warehouse.
Warehouse, excellent. Do you have any kind of CDL licenses for that? You use machinery or anything like that?
Yes, I have a forklift certification.
Okay, excellent. Do you have to be drug tested for your work?
No.
No? Okay. Any further questions?
Yes. Okay. In the form that you filled out, excuse me, for the board for this hearing, you said that you denied all the charges and said that you were mixed up with your brother and your brother was the one that did everything.
Yes. Yes.
Was that the basis upon which your case was dismissed?
Yes, in the letter it said that they had an understanding of my previous juvenile record and that I was, the charges that my brother were charged with were listed in my denial. There was no charges of mine, so that's why I wrote that.
So you have no criminal record at this point?
No.
Thank you.
Older brother or younger brother?
Younger.
Was he convicted?
I think we ended up doing the same thing. Me and him both did 25 hours community service, so I believe his case was dismissed.
Any other
questions? May I just make a follow-up question with the lieutenant? Lieutenant, was his charges, is there a possibility that there was confusion on your part regarding, or the town's part regarding the brothers who's charged? Because was he charged with, you know, assault third, BOP, and intimidation, or is it just breach?
Yes, sir. I don't have the arrest warrant on me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility that he was only charged with breach of peace.
Okay. Thank you. That does make a little bit of sense.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Agreed.
Any other questions? Final statement?
Thank you. I guess I think it speaks for itself. It's really trivial stuff, and 3 years ago, he was 19, and from 19 to 22, it's a big jump for a lot of young men. Thank you.
And a final statement from you, sir?
Can I just back one?
Go ahead, sir.
Just, so this occurred in 22, and that's when he applied? That was 3 years ago. He was 19 years old. So I'm just trying to figure out when he applied.
That is a good question.
The age doesn't, the math isn't adding up in my head real quick.
So the date of the application, sir, was 1/24. Well, maybe reapply?
I don't think we have the application.
24.
Do we?
What was the date,
Lieutenant? I believe the appellant signed at January 22nd, 2024.
When was your case dismissed at court?
I have to text messages in my phone. I don't know if it's
looking at the...
After, from my understanding, when I applied, I turned in my community service hours and the case was dismissed.
Oh, well, he says that his case was still pending at the time he submitted the application. He had turned in his community service hours, but it was still pending.
I got you. Okay. It just... Okay.
That certain...
More age.
No, yeah, I was just going to say, it seemed like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. I didn't see when he applied.
Any other questions? where we were doing your final statement? Is that where we were?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. I believe that the reason for our chief's denial at the time was because it was pending.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and we haven't dealt with the appellant since then. I'm not going into depth in regards to it, it appears that he's, you know, on the right track here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Anything else? Colonel Overturf.
This is a denial by the Bethel Police Department, denials for suitability. The basis of the denial, at the time of the application, the appellant had a pending charge, it appears, of breach of peace for an incident that occurred in 2022. At the time, he was 19 years old. The appellant completed community service for that, and that case has since been dismissed. He works for a lighting center in the warehouse 2 years full-time. As a note in our pack, we do have, I believe it's two or three very positive letters of reference, you know, specific to the board regarding the appellant's suitability to get a pistol permit.
Thank you. Comments from the board? Voting. Attorney Evangelisti.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Attorney Cinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
And I vote for the appellant also.
Thank you.